Well, here's the way I figure it. We can take turn about, Deb. The day you're in court, I'll mind the story, and the day I'm in court, you can mind it.
I thought we was going to get Hector to mind it.
We ain't going to get Hector to mind nothing. Me and you was in this court business to make all the money we can, and we ain't going to whack up with Hector.
Well, how much you reckon we can make out of it?
You just take a pencil there and put down these figures. In the first place, we'll get that $275 back from Mrs. Zell. Put down
$275. $275, yes,
I got that down. Now, we each get $3 a day for being witnesses. And if we go slow and sort of take it easy-like, we can stretch this darn trial out for a year. So put that down. $3, 365 times. You got it?
No, not yet.
Well, get a move on. What's it make?
Ain't got it yet.
Well, consarned, how long's it going to take you?
Chuck, I'll be at it all day, putting down $3, 365 times.
Oh, you don't have to put it down 365 times. Just multiply it out. Multiply. Here, give me that paper, Land of Goshen.
Well, take it, Dad and Smart.
Now, let's see here. 3 multiplied by 365. 5 times 3 is 15. 6 times 3 is 18. And 3 times 3 is...
9.
Yes, 9. And that makes exactly... Well, I'll be eternally dead burned, Eb. That makes $91,815. Say.
$91,815?
Yes, and wait. That ain't adding in the $275. Well, I'll bet it'll come to almost $100,000.
You mean you can make $100,000 just suing people in the court?
And that's what it figures out.
Well, by the John Jiggity. How long do you suppose that's been going on?
I reckon it's been going on all right along, only we never heard about it. Say, you know what? As soon as we get through suing Mrs. Dale, we can start suing somebody else. I say, how are you making out with your speech?
Pretty good. I got to finish working on it.
Land of Goshen, ain't you got that speech finished yet?
I got part of it done. I got it right here.
Well, read it. Let's see how it sounds.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen.
Say, wait a minute. I thought you wasn't going to use any of the speeches out of that book.
Well, I kind of thought I'd use that much. It sounds pretty good.
Go ahead with the rest of it, then.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yes.
My dad, doing your high debt, Peters, how are you going to go to court tomorrow? That's all the speech you got. Now, you get busy on that.
Yeah, that's what I say. I got to stay here and work on it.
Well, you see that you do work on it. I'll go to the post office for you. But, Dad, Ding, if you stick to that speech, you
know. Let's see. Friends, Romans, countrymen. Dagnabbit. Friends, Romans, and countrymen. Oh, sure. Friends, Romans.
I am Bonaparte.
How's that?
Not so loud. I say I am Bonaparte, the great French general.
You're crazy. The great French general is Napoleon.
Ah, but my dear sir, Bonaparte and Napoleon are identical.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I bet Napoleon is the most identical of the two.
Visit my tomb sometime. I say, why buried in France?
Chuck, you ain't buried in France.
Hey, but I am. I am Napoleon, and I am buried in France.
Chuck, you can't fool me. If you was Napoleon and buried in France, they wouldn't let you leave the country.
Speak, Doctor, you have penetrated my disguise.
Besides, I know exactly who you are. You're the doctor that told me I had the fanfare.
Yes, that is true. But you must not tell the Duke, or all is lost.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to tell nobody, but I'm darn glad you dropped in. I want you to be a witness for me in court tomorrow.
A witness? You said a witness?
Yeah, see, I'm suing Mrs. Zell.
I'll do it. My Hannigan, I'll do it. What is the appointed hour?
How's that?
When shall we two meet?
Well, court starts at 10 o'clock, so you'd better be here about 9:30.
I'm the jot. I'll be here. A court scene, my favorite role, addressing the rebel, friends, Romans, and countrymen.
Well, I'll be dead burned. Do you know that speech, too?
Know it. I wrote it.
Say, then maybe you can give me a hand here. What comes next?
Let me think. I have it.
Yeah, go ahead, and as you say it, I'll write it down.
When freedom from her mountain height cried, twinkle, twinkle, little star, shoot if you must this old gray head, King Henry of Navarre.
Hold on. How do you spell that last word?
Why is the forum crowded? What means the star in Rome? Under the spreading chestnut tree, there is no place like home.
Yes, but, Han Tiny.
And it ends. It ends with...
Yeah, but wait a second, you dad darn fool. I didn't catch that last word. Wait a second, come back here.
What information
are you talking about? Shucks. Well, that fellow was in here with some dad darn fine words to use in my speech, but he got away before I could get him. And did them shorts come yet?
Nope, they ain't there yet, Deb. And if they don't show up by tomorrow, I reckon we'll have to...
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, I do, mister. Is there something we can do for you?
Gentlemen, I understand you are the leading and most progressive merchant in town and do the greatest volume.
The greatest what, mister?
Greatest volume. That is, you make the most money.
Yeah, we figure to make $100,000 this year.
Now, that's splendid. Then you'll surely be interested in electromechanical refrigeration.
In what?
In an electromechanical refrigerator. An ice box in which you don't put any ice.
We don't put in any ice in the box we got now.
You don't put any ice in it? Why, you can't run your store in that fashion. Let me tell you something about my machine.
Yes, but I don't reckon...
It will save you money. For instance, you can put butter and eggs and keep them longer.
We kept that last batch of eggs too long as it was.
Yes, you see, mister, we don't need any...
Well, now, that would never have happened with my machine. We've got a lot of new exclusive features this year. In the first place, our machine is small and unobtrusive. You can put it in here and never see it. It's absolutely noiseless. So quiet, you can't hear it. And for the price, why, say, you can't touch it.
Well, if you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't touch it, how do you know the dad-darn thing's there?
Yes, you see, mister, we don't...
Our machine operates on an exclusive principle developed by our own laboratory, namely, the expansion and condensation of gaseous emanations. Now, take hydrogen.
You take it, Dad.
Yes, but what's good? What's it good for, mister?
It isn't good for anything. The molecular structure of...
If it ain't good for nothing, shucks, I reckon we can get along without it.
I mean, take hydrogen as an example. The molecular activity...
Oh, yes, I see. Oh, yes, just a sample. Well, I'll take a sample of it,
Not sample. Example. I am endeavoring to elucidate the activating principle of expansion and condensation of gases upon which our machine operates.
Oh, yes, yes.
The circulation fluid in our machine is extremely volatile.
What was that?
Volatile. That word comes from the Latin. It means fly. Now, in our machine...
Why don't you shoo them out?
Shoo what out?
Flies.
Oh, I don't mean flies in the ordinary sense.
These ain't ordinary flies.
Of course not.
No.
Now, the interplay of molecules...
No, they're Latin flies.
But they are not flies.
What?
I'm not talking about flies.
Mm.
I'm discoursing upon the thermochemical-mechanical phenomenon occurring in the operation of our machine. The volatile fluid is circulated by centrifugal force...
With what, mister?
Centrifugal force. Centrifugal. That means flees from the center.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Please, from the...
The volatile fluid itself being somewhat similar to ether. The, ether. The...
Ether what?
Either flies or fleas. Doesn't make any
difference. Listen, if you're not interested in this machine, I...
No, you see, mister, we...
I'm interested. Shut.
What?
I'm thinking it over. I'll take one.
What? You take one? Why, I haven't even told you the price. I...
Hold on a minute now, Eb. We can't sit here...
That's all right, shut. Let me handle this thing here. Never mind the price. I'm going to be a millionaire. Send her along. Send him right away.
Yes, but...
I'll have to wire for it. I'll send a telegram right now, and then I'll be back. I'll wire right away.
Why, you dead-dirned old fool. What'd you buy that contraption for? Why, you don't even know what he was talking about.
Shut. I know it. I just kind of want him to hang around here for a spell. I can pick up some dad-dirned swell words from his speech.